All right. I'm on some of this. I'll move through fast because a lot of you've seen it, and of course, a lot of you know where all our 10 class and offices are. But I guess we probably had some of the lowest volume, probably the lowest in our Rabe, Louisiana office this year. I think it was a little under 200,000 bales, and Florence probably is going to end up just a little under 800,000. So, but the whole Mid South offices, they were down considerably this year. Our Visalia office is the lowest volume we've had there since the merger of Visalia and Phoenix, Arizona, probably about 6-7 years ago. So, really impacted us, and of course, this is where all the cottons clashed, and about the only change in recent years is a little of the Far West has clashed in La Mesa. We had one of the New Mexico gins request to transfer to La Mesa, I believe it was last year, so this will be their second year at La Mesa. Right now, what we've clashed, that was through yesterday, was 10.7 million bales. Of what we feel, of course, some of this is still on the stalk or still in modules. We don't know what the weather damage has done to it, but 12.4 is what we're estimating on the upland. On the Pima, we're estimating 425, and we've clashed 372,000. As you can see, that's the lowest Pima crop that we've had in recent years, all the way from 800,000 down right at half of what it was just 5 years ago. Our total classings, 12.8. I think Tommy may have shown this morning, 12.7 is what they had estimated, but that's going to be the second lowest crop if we make that. Hopefully we will surpass 2013. And to see where the cotton, the regions it's being produced, and as you notice, the green line is Texas, and it keeps getting higher and higher. And yesterday, Cotton Grower Magazine survey, I believe, I just read it real briefly, but I believe it had 60% of what their survey showed acreage was going to be planted in Texas for this coming crop. So, and the big drop has been in the Mid-South over recent years. Probably the Southeast, if we hadn't had all the unfavorable weather conditions. It wouldn't have been much lower than 2014. It may have been a little bit lower, but it wouldn't have been much different. The big change, of course, with all the weather that the Southeast crop had on it is the high color grade, 4132 and higher. It's normally 90-something percent year after year. Last year was one of the highest years, 95. It's down to 78%. And if you look at the opposite spectrum, 42s and lower, I went all the way back to 2000 crop, and actually be 16 crops there. It's the highest percent of 42s and lowers we've called since 2000. Back to the 41, 32 and higher, you can see the Southeast dropped from over 90-something percent, 41, this is just color grade only, dropped all the way down below 50%. A 41, 32 color grade and higher in the Southeast. The other regions were down slightly also, but the big one was the Southeast. Micronair was slightly higher. Leaf grade was slightly higher this year. And I'm going to show that by region, that the Mid-South stayed about the same, but all the other areas increased. You really would have thought that with all the rain the Southeast had, that it might have washed off and knocked off a lot of the leaf on the cotton, but evidently a lot of it wasn't harvested at the time that it got all the rain on it there, or hadn't opened yet, let me put it like that. Leaf grade 5 and lower by region, the Mid-South has been the highest for several years and increased a little bit more, but the big change this year was in, so far it's been in the Texas, Oklahoma, with the big increase in 5 leaf. U.S. crop overall, higher percent, about 12%, 5 leaf and lower. Average trash, and when I say the average trash, this is the trash that we read on the surface with our trash meter. I typically hadn't shown this slide in the past, but I wanted to show sort of how it correlates with our leaf grade. And of course, Southeast at a slight increase in percent area trash. That's a full measurement reading with our instrument on each bale. The Mid-South, actually, though the leak rate stayed about the same, the trash was actually just a little slight percent less. But you see the big increase in Texas, and the far west stayed pretty much the same. Extraneous matter, 10% right now, but with that remaining 1.5 million bales to go, if history repeats itself, the cotton late in the year tends to have a little more extraneous matter in it, and if it follows a normal trend, it'll probably surpass that 10.3 of last year. Even though this year, with all the leaf and problems that we've had in Texas, the amount of bark in the cotton's actually been quite a bit less. If you notice, only about 15% compared to over 20% the three previous years. The Southeast, that is a combination of bark, probably about 2% bark and 2.5% seed coat fragment, and then the rest of it's preparation, or the bulk of the rest of it's preparation. If you notice that far west right now, even though it's less than 5% every year, and probably this time next year, if I'm making this presentation, that white bar will probably be up close to the top of the yellow one. Late in the year over in Arizona, they harvest a lot of this cotton off the ground and stuff, you know, and we get a lot of it that's just full of bark there toward the end of the season, and that tends to bring our percentage up. So again, if that continues to happen, that mark will surely will climb. Now the micronaire, I tried to jump the gun a while ago. U.S. wide, you know, from a 4.5 to a 4.4, it's very little difference. The micronaire, the Southeast, actually, when you got into parts of South Carolina and North Carolina, because I was actually over there about the time they started harvesting, right prior to all the rain, and they were actually going through some areas was through a real droughty period and stuff, and also they had some high mite on some of the early cotton. Same thing in the Mid-South, Louisiana, and especially the South Delta. I think Louisiana averaged a 5.0 mite this year, so we had a lot of high mite across areas that had a potentially real good crop, but the last few weeks of the season it got real hot and dry. The strength, here's one of the positives this year, the highest strength that we had since we've gone to 100% HPI testing, all the way from back to 1991, 30.5, we sort of stuck for several years there, around 29.2, 29.1, and then it jumped up to 30, and now we're up to 30.5, so the strength has increased. We're going to see the same thing in just a minute on staple, but strength really jumped in the Mid-South. Also jumped on in the far west too, but the Mid-South, I know there were weeks I would pick up quality reports and look at like Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and you know, the average strength for those states were, you know, higher than what we'd, when we first started testing a lot of that cotton on HPI, if you had a 27 grams per dex or higher, you thought you had some real strong cotton, and now the average on it was in the 32 to 33 range. Staple length, again, the longest staple that we've had, 36.0. I hope maybe it'll stay that long with this remainder of the crop. Again, the big gain was in the Mid-South. And referring back to those same quality reports for those states that were used to, you'd see 75%, 35 and longer staple. This year I'd pick them up, and I thought there actually were mistakes in the report. It was 75%, 37 and longer staple. You don't just, we'd never seen this before. So the Mid-South averaging almost a 37 staple. It's a first. And looking back ever since we won 100% HPI, it's the longest staple crop that we've had. Here's one of the downsides, base quality and hiring. Again, to think about bales that compose all the factors of base quality. So individual bales that compose base quality or higher fell from 53% last year to 39% this year. And of course, throughout the regions, as I showed you earlier, the Southeast color grades, what took a lot of that down. Mid-South, micronarian leaf took a lot of it down below meeting base quality. Out in the Texas area, you had a combination, of course, extraneous matter and leaf and so forth. And if you notice the far west going down a little bit, my research into that is that Arizona now makes up a larger portion of the western produced cotton. And Arizona had quite a few, pretty high percent of 32 color, and also had probably 15-20% high mic. So that's what tends to bring that down. The California cotton doesn't represent as much of the far west as it did at one time. Percentage of high quality. Of course, you can see the red line is the Southeast. It took a nosedive all the way below 10%. And the West went down. Texas just barely went down a little bit. But the Mid-South, the last 4 years, has tended to improve on 31, 3, 35, and longer cotton. It's continued to climb 4 years in a row. So even though they went down in base quality, they increased in high quality. So since we're here in the Mid-South, I have to put up the Mid-South states and show how they did this year. And, of course, always we've got a good representation from Texas every year and stuff, so I had to put Texas on here with Jimmy Ruffalo sitting up there on the front row. So Texas is still one of the leading, you know, states from Texas East in high-quality production. But you continue to see Arkansas increase, Mississippi. Look at Missouri, made a big increase this year, almost 35%. A 31-335 with premium mic, no extraneous matter. Texas, like I said, has dropped down just a little bit. Louisiana, again, I'll go back to that, and I looked at this right before I came in here, that what allowed it to drop down from last year is that high micron there, because 50% of the cottons was in the 5-0 discounted range, and combination of other things of about 15% was leaf grade, and of course strict low middling was probably his predominant color grade. So this is only 31-335 and higher. Then the black line shows where the U.S. history has been. I've gone back to 2000 on this, and the Mid-South actually for the first time since 2004 is actually equal to or better than the U.S. average on 31-335 cotton. So thought that was significant. And of course, again, you can see what the 20 inches of rain will do to the quality over in the Southeast. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Pima, but this is pretty significant this year, and we talked about it earlier this morning that this draws a lot of attention in Pima circles, all the way from producer to merchant to mill. But the dropping down 5%, you might say, on average from what normal Pima's color grade 3 and leaf grade 3 had a lot of color grade 4 this year. Mike and all, it's about the same, staple the same. Only change here, I was just like up on strength. The Pima strength is the highest that we've had so far, too. Up considerably from last year, almost a full gram per text. So in summary, it's the lowest percent of 41-32s that we've had in recent years. That leaf increased over the past two crops. The Mid-South continues to have the highest leaf grade average. Extraneous matter, it's the lowest right now, but we still got 1.5 million bales to go, so that could change. Mic average of 4.4, it's down slightly from 2014 crop. The strength average of 30.5 is the highest average since we've won 100% HBI testing. Same thing on the staple at 36.0, it's also the highest average that we've had. The base quality and higher, it's the lowest percent over the past 5 years, at only 39% of the bales produced in the U.S. up till now meet all the factors for base quality. And the high quality was down to 23.6% across the country, but the Mid-South actually increased, and all Mid-South states did except for Louisiana. And the Pima, I just mentioned that, of the color grade being down, and it's also the longest and strongest Pima that we've had. Levin, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I wish I had more good information to present, and maybe we will this next crop.
Does anybody have any questions for Robbie? Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Our next presentation is entitled New Innovations in the USDA Cotton Classification, and it will be presented by Darrell Ernest of the USDA AMS, Memphis, Tennessee.